a bizarre spectacle yesterday at the Supreme Court. I laughed out loud when I heard it. Fox News playing it live. You've got the LGBTQ ACLU lawyer in court arguing that a biological boy should be able to play on a women's team. What does that mean? We can define what a women's team is. It is a team with women. And women are different than men. In other words, suddenly, when the left wants a boy to be able to play on a girl's team, they can define what a woman is. They can even recognize what a woman's team is. They can even recognize that the problem here, which they are required to explain to the court, is that he's a boy and he wants to play with the girls. Because you can't argue your case if you don't speak those things aloud. You can't even describe what the problem is. And Justice Alito was waiting for the lawyer, and he ran her through a buzzsaw. Because remember, Ketanji Brown Jackson, who should absolutely not be on the Supreme Court, I'm not sure that I would hire her as an assistant at the car wash, but whatever. Ketanji Brown Jackson, when asked under oath, what is a woman, said she could not know. You could not know. It was unknowable unless you were a biologist, and maybe not even then. Maybe not even then. So, if those are the rules of interaction for the left in their unique and bizarre culture, Alito wanted to know, can we define what a woman is then for the purpose of this case?
What does it mean to be a boy or a girl or a man or a woman?
We do not have a definition for the court. What we're saying is that the way it applies in practice is to exclude birth sex males categorically from women's teams, and that there's a subset of those birth sex males where it doesn't make sense to do so according to the state's own interest.
Well, how can a court determine whether there's discrimination on the basis of sex without knowing what sex means for equal protection purposes?
Did you hear how nervous she got? Well, we can't define it. We don't. You can hear the nerve. Listen to her voice.
What does it mean to be a boy or a girl or a man or a woman?
We do not have a definition for the court. What we're saying is that the way it applies in practice is to exclude birth sex.
I'm sorry. You're standing here arguing. You have used the term in debate, he should be on the women's team. And yet you're telling me you can't define what a woman is. How can you define what a woman's team is? It was an absolute spectacle. What are you seeing there? What is going on? Why are we playing these bizarre word games? Carrie Kupek asked this. This is insane we're even spending time on this. She's a Fox News legal commentator.
That we're even considering changing sports on its face for all girls and all women on a case-by-case basis for someone who says they are a girl or a woman. You know what that really is at the end of the day? It's misogyny in policy. Because it's saying to the boys, it's saying to the men that your feelings and your desires trumps that of the girl athletes no matter what. If the female athlete doesn't want to undress in front of a boy in front of a locker room, too bad. The feelings of the boys and the men matter. The fact that we're even considering.
No, step there. Hold on. Hold. Don't play the music. We have arrived. It happens every once in a while in this show. At a moment of universal truth, she nailed it. She didn't even realize she nailed it. What the left is arguing, what the ACLU argued yesterday, and this is what Alito busted her on, the actual argument is that the transgender male, his wishes, his desires, his feelings trump the females. Why? Marxism. This is a Marxist system. It's a culture. They know the rules of it. The ACLU lawyer knows the rules of it. It's simple to them. In the oppressor versus oppressed class system, remember the Marxist Revolution, Tucker Carlson interview with the Chinese dissident. She said, during the revolution, every member of Chinese society was divided into 10 classes, 5 oppressor classes, 5 oppressed classes. Think about Kamala Harris. What did she do? the first stop she made in her presidential campaign is always to, you would always visit the highest oppressed class. Where'd she go? RuPaul drag show. That is exactly what the Fox News commentator said. She doesn't even understand what she's talking about. Obviously, transgender people are of a higher oppressed class than women. So women must give way to their feelings. It's Marxism. They get it. It's their culture. We're still trying to understand, well, if, why are you definite? It doesn't matter. They're trying to make it legally so. They are trying to embed the class system, the Marxist class system, in law. Folks, this is what's going on everywhere. Like, you know how bizarre it seems to us? Renee Good? Well, she thought she could hit the ICE agent? Well, yeah, in their culture, they can. She's of a higher class. She is of an oppressed class, bisexual, female. ICE agent is white and male, the lowest class. He's oppressor class. So yes, she can hit him. It makes sense to them. They already live this way in blue post-American territories. I can run any major news article we're doing right now through it and explain it this way, and it'll make sense. It's actually a coherent system. It's bizarre and evil, but it's coherent. If you have already divided all of society into the same 10 categories the Chinese Communist Party did. By the way, this oppressor oppressed class system, it's not history. It's what the social credit system operates off of right now. That's why Chinese people look at this, and that Tucker Carlson interview a couple years ago, I don't watch him anymore, he's crazy, but a couple of years ago, and she could look at this and know what it was. She's lived it. She's from China. The audio I played you earlier, Jon Stewart saying it's okay for Rachel Good to hit the ICE agent as long as it's a small act of defiance. And the mayor, Jacob Frey of Minneapolis, says, well, okay, she hit him, but he could walk away. His hip wasn't that injured. That sounds bizarre to us, but it's not. If your moral and legal system that you've already adopted mentally and the Democrat Party has is the oppressor oppressed class system. She has an absolute right to hit him. Folks, again, in that interview with the Chinese dissident, she described, listen, what they would do, the Chinese Communist Party, the government, would literally pull up members of the oppressor class and then pull up members of the oppressed class, and the members of the oppressed class would beat the oppressor to death. What was the purpose of that exercise? The same purpose that we just saw in Minneapolis. Crime is okay as it depends on who is committing it. If you are a high-ranking oppressed class member, yes, you can hit the ICE agent with your car. Yes, you can tell him what to do. He has to listen. Yes, eventually you can beat him to death on stage. That's how this works. And they would demonstrate that in front of crowds. The crowds were required to come out and watch. Why? So they could learn the lesson of who could beat who to death, but who couldn't touch a hair on who else's head. That's this system. The ACLU tried to order argue in court yesterday. And what she couldn't say was in our new culture, our new brave world we're building. Yes, a transgender person is of a higher oppressed class than a woman and can tell her to give up her place on the sports team. It makes sense to them. To defeat it, we need to begin to understand it.